This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Asking the right question, to your point, is a skill also in the sense of if you ask the right questions, more than likely you'll get the right answers, or at least the answers that will help you lead yourself to the next answer. Right. Or the next question.
And it also, Jake, I think one of the skills that we need in the workplace today is to be endlessly curious. Right. So surround yourself with people that push you, people who are interested in different subject matter than you are. And in order to have a conversation with people, and I know we'll get into a little bit about, you know, who I manage and what I manage, but in order to be able to have the right conversations and ask the right questions, to your point, I have to study, I have to listen and learn, and you know, it's going to stretch you, and you're going to need to commit to that, and if that comes with curiosity, I think that's all the better. This is the lesson that I try to impart to students when I talk to them, is that I date myself, but you know, remember, like these really were sort of starting, they weren't really, no one really had them. So if my assignment was, here's Jake Hirschman, he's an executive, he's coming into Atlanta, and your job, Adam, is to pick him up and drive him around, because he's going to look at venues and he's going to go to meetings, you know, I'm ostensibly your person, I would stand down at Hartsfield Airport with my little sign waiting for Jake. And, you know, you didn't get an update on your app. Maybe your flight was delayed. Maybe you didn't get on it. Don't know. But I stood there in my suit and waited for you until you came. And
there was no Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to look up a picture.
I didn't know who you were. I stood there with my little sign and hoped upon hope that you were relatively on time. Now, the only cool thing out of this deal, well, there are a lot of cool things, but I made no money. I had three treasured things. Okay. I had a Texaco gas card, which was awesome. I had a little card that gave you any Coke or Powerade or water you wanted. Awesome. And they threw me the keys to a 7 Series BMW because that was my ride. Okay. Because I can't take corporate executives around in the car that I was driving at the time. So it was cool. And I usually got like one, maybe two dates out of it, because I go and pick up a young lady in my 7 Series, be like, yeah, I'm rolling pretty deep for a young guy. And then she figured out that I ate the dollar menu and lived with like three dudes to make ends meet. But you know, hey, it worked out. But
we have to start from somewhere.
We have to. And the point there is that, you know, I started to get frustrated, right? Because here I've got a master's degree, and I remember being like, man, I'm a chauffeur, with no disrespect to people who do that, but I'm like, this isn't what I thought I was going to sign up for, right? I'm taking Jake Hirschman around, and I'm driving him, you know, to Savannah. I'm driving him down to Columbus. He's looking at venues, like, you know, what am I doing here? And then I started to realize, Jake, that my bosses would ask me at the end of the day. They'd say, well, now you were with Jake all day today, you know, like, well, what did he think? What's he up to? And I got good at listening. And I also got good at not sharing what I wasn't asked to share. And it became sort of an unspoken alliance between several of these clients and me, that I could be sort of relay the message of like, well, you know, he didn't like this, or he's pretty excited about that, or, you know, da 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 da, and it got me into a mindset of, oh wait a minute, this is a real gift. You know, I'm able to be with these executives who are trying to show return on investment for these significant Olympic investments, and I can be helpful. And this is helping my client, and helping my own career, and that became something that became very valuable to me. But I fought it. I fought it hard, and I used to complain about it, that, man, I can't believe it, I'm just like in my suit, sweating my butt off, driving people around, until I started to realize the importance of being able to listen, keep people's confidence, and help them solve problems. I have to study a lot I have to be disciplined to get my mind right, because I'm going to have a lot of different conversations. I'm going to have to maybe take the same message. The way that I talk to my data team is going to be different than the way that I talk to my creative team, right? I can't have one uniform conversation. And so, you know, I commit to working out. It helps clear my head. It gets my mind right. You know, that kind of sets my intention for my day. And then to your point, my job is to get people to work cross-functionally and to get people to rally around one central idea, which is my job to articulate very clearly, here's what success looks like, okay? This is what is important. This is what we're driving on. And then I have to connect the dots from different people who can contribute to that in a way that everybody understands what everybody else is doing, because you're going to have disparate people that are weighing in on it. And like I said, you know, it can become exhausting to today's modern executive, because you're constantly distilling one central message, a lot of different constituents in a way that they can understand and connect to it. And then your job is to coalesce everybody, because you can't work in silos today in today's world. There's too much overlap. I used to have a different answer for you even a couple of years ago of what I think the place to be is for the next iteration of sports. And I would still say content creators, people who can produce and edit content, are going to win. But that needs to get mashed up with people who understand data and analytics, right? Because the whole point of social media is not, yay, Jake liked my video or he retweeted it. I don't care. What I want is, can I get an email? Can I get one-on-one with Jake where I can market to him and put him on a customer journey? So people who understand data and analytics and CRM and can get me into not just, you know, predictive analytics, you know, or descriptive, but actually prescriptive. If you're looking at data and you're able to draw an insight out for me that I can use, that becomes actionable, that then my creative team can work off of, that's a win. So that's a lot of what we do.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.